Founding support for The Reading Life comes from Octavia Books. Additional support comes from the Helles Foundation and the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities, the state affiliate of the National Endowment for the Humanities. Hello and welcome to The Reading Life, your weekly look at the Louisiana literary scene. I'm Susan Larson. This week we'll preview the Louisiana Book Festival with director Robert Wilson, state librarian Meg Plackey, and Louisiana Writer Award winner and former state poet laureate Julie Kane. Happy to welcome Robert Wilson to The Reading Life. Today we're talking about him in his capacity as executive director of the Louisiana Book Festival, his first year in that position, though he's been with the festival for many years. Robbie, man in charge, welcome to The Reading Life.
Hi, Susan, how are you?
Great. So congratulations on a wonderful program again. How many years is this and how long have you been there?
Well, this is our 21st festival.
And wow.
You know, there's a couple of dead years we had to cancel, but yeah. I've been here from the beginning. So I've actually been around 24, 25 years and done 21 of these things.
Oh, man, that's a track record for you. Now, this year, something's a little different because you're not able to use the Capitol as a venue. Am I right?
Right. Special session has been called, and we've always been given far more access to the building than is traditionally allowed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you've ever attended, I know you've attended the festival,
yeah.
But for those who haven't, you're actually able to go sit down in the chambers in the legislators' seats, which on a normal day, if you're just touring the Capitol, you have to stop at the stanchions. You know, you can't go beyond a gate. And they've always allowed us in because we always follow their rules.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe next year.
Maybe, hopefully.
But you still have the same number of great programs, it looks like.
We do. I mean, once I found out we were going to have to shift, I knew, well, that's 18 rooms I had to make up for. And we pulled what we could inside, called on some favors from some neighboring buildings, and then the rest are going to be tents. So I'm hoping, praying, and doing a little dance that we keep any threat of rain away.
Well, the festival is usually blessed with great weather, so
it has been.
So what are you most excited about this year?
Oh, goodness. I mean, I think you're going to be talking to her later, but Julie Kane, of course, and she's a stalwart with us. She's been with us a bunch of times, and that was one of the final things I know Jim Davis, my predecessor, a good friend of mine, too,
mm-hmm.
and yours, I know. He enjoyed being able to let her know that as one of his last duties that she would be receiving this year's Louisiana Writer Award. As always, we've got a little something for everybody.
I know.
One of the ones I'm excited about, we've got Ricky Riccardi. He's the director of research collections at the Louis Armstrong House Museum. He's got a book, Stomp Off, Let's Go, The Early Years of Louis Armstrong. That was a real good get. We weren't sure he was going to be able to come, but he'll be with us. And then moving on, we've got Robert Owen Butler's coming back. He's been a longtime friend of the festival. And of course, Wally Lamb. He has been a good friend of ours as well. I personally, as much as I love a good literary fiction, I like a lot of genre fiction as well.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy some good horror. We've got a nice little horror set up this year.
There is a lot of that, I think.
That was a little bit me this time around. I mean, it just happened that these people were pitched to me, and I thought, I like that.
But it's great because it's around Halloween weekend, I mean.
Exactly. But Brian Assman is one of them. We also have Christina Henry with a book, The Place Where They Buried Your Heart, whereas Brian comes at it, his book is about more short stories and has a little more fun with it. I think hers is more of a straight-on kind of ghost story, maybe
mm-hmm.
with some loss and heartbreak involved with it. But we've also got some fun horror comedy books as well involved this year. Grave humor, we called it, with Delilah S. Dawson. She's got a book, House of Idol. And then, of course, Jenny Kiefer with Crafting for Sinners.
I love that, too.
Yes.
Now, you have more than 20,000 people coming to this event.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
So you work so hard to find something for everyone.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we've got things for children. We've got things for teens, middle grade readers, poetry. We've got a ton of poetry this year. Of course, Gina Farrar was just recently named as the Poet Laureate, State Poet Laureate. And she'll be hosting two of the programs. She'll have the Louisiana Poet Laureate Presents Louisiana Poets. And got two different panels of seven poets each. We've got Mona Lisa Saloy and John Warner Smith has put together, they've edited together, a poetry collection with art about Hurricanes Katrina and Rita at 20. And it's a bunch of artists and poets writing about that and
this
their
is that year, right?
And then also we've got Kimiko Han, who is the New York Poet Laureate, relatively recently named as that Poet Laureate. She's going to be in conversation with Gina Farrara as well. So that's one of the first times. Usually we keep it kind of Louisiana-centric with the poetry because we've got plenty of poets here.
Oh, yeah, we do.
But we had an opportunity. Ms. Han is actually married to Mr. Schechter. And so it just worked out that she was going to be able to come, and I asked Gina if she'd like to chat with her, and we're featuring her as well.
That's serendipitous, indeed.
Very much so.
Now, you have lots of Louisiana politics and history as well, right?
Yes, ma'am. Everybody's always writing a history book about Louisiana.
No kidding.
Politics and history. We've got Thomas Patterson and Nicholas Patler. Patler has written a book on Pinchback, America's first black governor.
Mm-hmm.
And then Patterson, he's written American Populist, Huey Long of Louisiana. And so we've paired the two of them in a program that we've titled Pinchback and Long, Populism, Progress, and Political Power.
And interest in the Longs never wavers.
No, it does not. It does not.
I know everyone will have a blast. We've been talking with Robert Wilson, Executive Director of the Louisiana Book Festival. Thank you so much, and here's hoping for great weather November 1st.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Meg Plackey is the State Librarian of Louisiana and takes care of some of our state's great treasures. The State Library is the home of the Louisiana Center for the Book, which presents the Louisiana Book Festival. Meg, welcome to The Reading Life.
Thank you for having me.
Now, this year is such a special year because it's the 100th anniversary of the State Library. So how are you celebrating at the festival this year?
Yes, we are actually kicking off the festival. You know, we usually kick it off with our Louisiana Writer Award winner, but this year, since it is our actual 100th birthday, we were so excited that it worked out that our festival is on November 1st, and our actual 100th birthday is on November 1st.
Oh,
we started November 1st, 1925, so we were so excited to see that. So we are going to kick off the festival with a 100th celebration on the steps of the State Library. Very excited that I'll have the Lieutenant Governor and then former State Librarian Tom Jaques there as well, so we can, you know, just talk about the State Library, where we are, where we are going, and then can have a little party and celebration and introduce our exhibit, because my wonderful Louisiana staff and communication staff have a really great exhibit that basically celebrates the history of the State Library, as well as the history of the State Library goes into all the history of the public libraries in the state. So I think that's going to be a wonderful thing. We have an exhibit that will be here throughout the year, and we also have an additional exhibit that's going to be traveling throughout our libraries through the year.
Now, one of the great stories in library history is the story of a first state librarian, Essie Mae Culver. So tell us a little bit about her.
She came from California. She came here and she was like, this is the most bookless state.
I know.
She called it the most bookless state. And, well, I mean, basically she set out to make sure that we were not.
That's and, true.
And, I mean, and through her efforts, again, that is why, you know, we started out with maybe 5 public libraries in the state. And by the end of her and the second state librarian, Sally Farrell's tenure, we had libraries at least in every parish in the state.
Well, it must be so lovely for you to realize that you have one of those stewardship positions. You know, you're one in a line of state librarians. This will go on.
Yes, it's daunting.
Oh, yeah.
It's daunting thinking of all that they did. And again, I just, you know, that's one of my goals is to keep the state library moving and going. I mean, and you know, there's been so many changes in how we provide services.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we still have our physical books, but then all of the digital and technology, all of that access that has just been such a huge change and so different.
Well, tell us about some of the things you do have in the library and some of the services you offer.
A major facet, like I said, I've been speaking of the public libraries. What we are here for is to support all of our public libraries mm-hmm. in the state. So we offer training and development and work with all of the staff in the state. We have a really great relationship. We have 68 public library systems in the state, about 340 library locations. So we work with all of them. We don't have any kind of supervising, but we work with all of them so that they can provide library services in their area. And then as well as that, we also have we are in archives, and we have this wonderful Louisiana collection where we are preserving the history and cultural resources of the state. So we have our Louisiana collection that has over, you know, 1 million items.
Unbelievable.
I'm sure more because they're adding every day. Then we have the really great thing, our Talking Books Library. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for those who are blind, visually impaired, you know, physically handicapped and can't read a standard print, we offer services for free to all the people in the state where you can sit there and sign up. You get library services basically directly to your home. We have about 6,000 patrons of our Talking Books program, and I'm sure there's many more that could join that, but I have a wonderful staff that work with readers' advisors, and they work with all of those patrons just to make sure that they can, you know, they have the opportunity to read and love literature. So those are, again, just a portion of kind of what we do.
Yeah.
But those are the things. We aren't the same as the public libraries. I know we I always get those questions about the state library, but we serve in a different capacity. And
but
really,
still,
too,
when you go to visit, it's a hopping place.
It is. We are also kind of like keepers of, like, you know, the state documents.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the things that come out of our state agencies, and we also work with all of our state agencies. We are right now working, we've very successfully on what we call our Checkout Louisiana program. So mm-hmm. we've been working very hard with our state parks and our state museums and other cultural institutions to be able to check out park passes and museum passes from our libraries in the state. And that's going really well.
That's a great program.
Yeah.
But the state library is an important setting for the part of the Louisiana Book Festival. So what are some of the things happening at the library that you're looking forward to?
I always look forward to the festival every year. I think there's something different every single time. And again, just wonderful, wonderful new authors that I haven't been exposed to. That's when I'm always great. I love to poet. I love seeing all of our great poets in the state. I'm mm-hmm. very excited that our Louisiana Writer Award winner, Julie Kane, is a poet. But she, again, we have had this wonderful, we have these wonderful poets in our state, and there's just something about being able to see those programs in person, because when they read their poetry, I mean, it just adds that layer. I don't think on the page it doesn't doesn't come to life like it does when you see them actually reading their work. So that's something that I always look forward to. And just, again, it's such a great day. It's so busy and there's so much going on, and every day I'm just thankful that I get to be here and be a part of it every year, seeing thousands. I mean, just the kids out in the children's tents. I always get a chance to go by the children's tents and try to see the kids' faces. And we have all of the balloon animal, you know, balloon artists and the face painting and all of that, and them, you know, talking to the book characters. It's wonderful.
There's nothing like it. We're lucky in our writers and our libraries too.
Yes. Yes, we are. We all, the state really has such a great literary heritage. And I just am thankful to do my part.
And you do it well. We've been talking with Meg Plackey, who's the State Librarian of Louisiana. Meg, thank you so much. Have a great festival.
Thank you so much, Susan. I appreciate y'all so much.
Julie Kane is the recipient of the 2025 Louisiana Writer Award, which will be presented at this year's Louisiana Book Festival in Baton Rouge, November 1st. Julie's the great-grandchild of 8 Irish immigrants, and she was born in Boston, Massachusetts. But she moved to Louisiana, where she's lived in Baton Rouge, New Orleans, St. Gabriel, and for the past more than 20 years, Natchitoches, where she is professor of English Emeritus at Northwestern State University. She was the 2011 through 2013 Louisiana Poet Laureate, and in 2018, she joined the poetry faculty of the Western State Colorado University Low Residency MFA program. She's the author of 5 poetry collections, including Mothers of Ireland, and the co-editor of Nasty Women Poets, an unapologetic anthology of subversive verse. Julie, congratulations on this award.
Thank you so much, Susan. I can't tell you how much it means to me.
It's so well-deserved, so tell me how you found out.
How did I find out? I think I got either a phone message or a text from Jim Davis, you know, the head of the Center for the Book, saying that he needed to talk to me. And, you know, I've had, you know, many, many exchanges with Jim in the past, you know, regarding appearances at the book festival on panels and things. But this, you know, he'd never done anything like that before. So I was very suspicious. And when I called him back, you know, he broke the news. And I think I screamed. I hope I didn't shatter his eardrum.
So what does it mean to you? This is your adopted home and has been for a long time.
I can't even describe how much it means to me. You know, when I look at the list of previous award recipients and see Ernest Gaines, James Lee Burke, Shirley Ann Grau, Youssef Komunyakaa, you know, just so many writers that I look up to. And also the award, I've known since I was about 7 years old that I was a writer, you know, so a writer award, you know, okay, you know, that's fine. But the Louisiana in the name of that award is what really matters to me, because in June 2026, it will make 50 years that I've lived in this state, you know, and this state is really, it's my home, and it's crept into my writing. It's, you know, it's all over my poems. And it just means so much to me to be recognized as a Louisiana writer.
Well, talk about Louisiana as an inspiration. You have plumbed rhythm and blues, jazz funeral. You've written so much about Louisiana and so much about the specifics of life here.
It's funny, because when I first got here, I was kind of in shock, you know, for several months. It was summer. It was hot. I could, you know, the sun was so bright, I could barely keep my eyes open. I couldn't drink the coffee, which now, you know, I absolutely love. But slowly, slowly the state started creeping into my work. And of course, I began to really love it and feel at home here. I guess, you know, the landscape has crept into my work. You can find, you know, sweet olive trees and pecan trees and egrets and the sugarcane harvest, the Mississippi River, but also characters, you know, like the late Everett Maddox, Robert Brasody, musician James Booker show up. you know, aspects of the culture, Jazz Fest,
Mardi Gras,
the jazz funeral structure, the whole book. So, you know, I guess you probably can't open a book, you know, and to a random page without finding Louisiana there.
Why do you think we have so many poets here?
We have a powerful culture here. And I think the influence of music, certainly music and poetry are very close. They've only been separated since, you know, some point in the Middle Ages. So certainly I think the emphasis that we place on our, you know, Louisiana musicians, you know, influences the poetry here. I don't know, but in recent years, Jericho Brown just won the Pulitzer Prize. Youssef Komunyakoh,
yes,
who's a previous award winner, won the Pulitzer. You know, we've got amazing, amazing poets coming out of the state.
Such a gift, such a gift. Well, are you working on your acceptance speech?
Oh, gosh, I have to find out how many minutes long it's supposed to be. I know some of the things I want to say, but I don't yet know the timing of it, which will determine what I say, I guess.
Well, the presentation of this award is always so special. I think it's one of the best moments of the festival, that recognition of excellence among us.
Oh, I just can't believe that it's going to be me this year. I think, did they make a mistake?
No, they did not make a mistake. Well, I was looking through all your books and I was trying to think of something special for you to read. And I settled on The Maple Leaf Bar, because that is one of the longest running poetry series in the South. And
right,
you were a part of that when you lived here and part of it always.
Oh, and that's a villanelle too, which is actually a poetic form I wrote my doctoral dissertation on. So,
whoa.
So that's an interesting choice. And it's funny, it's got a Louisiana musician in it, James.
It does
Booker,
indeed.
So. Good choice. Okay. I'll read it. The Maple Leaf Bar. I wanted to understand the place, the pressed tin ceiling and the out-of-tune piano where the late James Booker played in a rhinestone eye patch and purple cape, bottles in sunlight like Arabian jewels. I wanted to understand the place. Maddox asleep like a cat on stage, kittens asleep in the storage room. Red Sox, Celtics, and Bruins played in bars that kept my uncles late. They came home singing until they puked. I wanted to understand the Saints. What did you think with your boyish face, a bar rag tucked in your blue jeans loop, giving me all your change to play the jukebox with? Another crazy barfly making eyes at you. I wanted to understand the place, to play with words like Booker played.
That's a lovely ambition, isn't it?
Oh, and if only one could play with words like Booker played.
Well, you're going to have a wonderful moment, a wonderful time. I know it. So
thank you so much. And thank you for your support of me and all Louisiana writers over the years.
Love your work, Julie. Every time I say nasty women poets, it cracks people up. So thank you for that. I wave that pink book around a lot.
Yay.
All right. Well, everyone should come on out to the Louisiana Book Festival and see Julie Kane receive her Louisiana Writer Award Saturday, November 1st at noon. It's in the first floor seminar room of the State Library and will be followed by a conversation with Daryl Bork at 1:15. Julie, thank you so much.
Thank you, Susan.
Here's what's on tap in the literary life this week. New York Times bestselling children's author Alan Gratz presents and signs his two new books, War Games, a novel of 1936 Berlin, and Refugee, the graphic novel, Sunday, October 19th at 3 at the New Orleans Jewish Community Center Uptown. Tickets available at Octavia Books. Former Dean of Students at Ole Miss, Sparky Reardon, appears in conversation with Neil White and signs his book, The Dean, Memoirs and Missives, Thursday, October 23rd at 6 at Garden District Bookshop. This is a ticketed event. Poet Ricky Laurentis, author of Boy with Thorn, appears in conversation with Daniel Lee, Thursday, October 23rd at 6 at Baldwin & Company. And coming up, the Friends of the Jefferson Parish Library hold their big book sale Friday through Sunday, October 24th through 26th at the Pontchartrain Center, Williams Boulevard at the Lake in Kenner. Hours are Friday and Saturday from 10 to 7 and Sunday, October 26 from noon to 5. Free admission, free parking. This used book sale is one of the largest in our area with over 65,000 items for sale. Gently used adult and children's books, puzzles, DVDs, CDs, records. The auction items this year are Fashion, The Definitive History of Costume and Style, The Birds of America, a reprint of the book by Audubon, Sugar Bowl Classic, A History by Marty Mulay, and Masters of the Battlefields by Major General Julian Thompson. Cash and credit cards accepted, no checks. Email friendsjpl@yahoo.com for more information. And the Friends of the New Orleans Public Library hold their really, really big book sale Saturday, October 25th. Members only from 10 to 11, open to the public from 11 to 3. It's at Ladder Library, 5120 St. Charles Avenue. Don't miss the Louisiana Book Festival Saturday, November 1st from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. You'll find the action on 4th Street downtown at the State Library, the Capitol Park Museum, and other locations. More than 200 authors appear, along with a full day of performances for young readers and family activities. And it's all free. Check out LouisianaBookFestival.org for complete schedule and info. And vote for the One Book, One New Orleans selection for 2026. Visit the group's Facebook page for more info. The three choices are the nonfiction work Brown Pelican by Ryan Fertel, the poetry collection Libre by Sky Jackson, and the novel Far Away From Here by Ambata Kazi. Founding support for The Reading Life comes from Octavia Books. Additional support comes from the Hellis Foundation, the Jefferson Parish Public Library, and the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities, the state affiliate of the National Endowment for the Humanities. Any views, findings, conclusions, or recommendations expressed in The Reading Life do not necessarily represent those of the National Endowment for the Humanities. The theme song for The Reading Life is by Matt Perrine and Sunflower City. The Reading Life is produced by George Ingmeyer and is a production of WWNO. You can listen to us anytime or subscribe to our podcast at WWNO.org. And you can email us at thereadinglife@WWNO.org.